It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm Renee Montaigne. Here's a headline from yesterday's Des Moines Register. GOP debate challenge, what to say about Bush? It's a question the candidates seem to be asking themselves. The nine Republicans officially running for their party's presidential nomination gathered in Iowa yesterday morning for a debate sponsored by ABC News. And indeed, they spent a lot of time navigating the subject of George W. Bush, as NPR's David Greene reports.
Few of the candidates on stage yesterday openly praised President Bush. In fact, this was one of the highest compliments for the president.
I'm real clear on the fact that George W. Bush is the president of the United States.
That was former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. He felt the need to make clear who's president because he'd been asked whether Mr. Bush has given Vice President Dick Cheney too much of the power. Arizona Senator John McCain was also asked about the vice president's role.
Having been considered for that post several times, I've thought a lot about that. The vice president really only has two duties. One is to cast a tie-breaking vote in the case of a tie vote in the Senate, and the other is to inquire daily as to the health of the president.
If he were president, McCain said he would find a few areas of expertise for the vice president to focus on, something like telecommunications.
I would be very careful that everybody understood that there's only one president.
Kansas Senator Sam Brownback was more direct in his answer, saying Mr. Bush ceded too much authority to Cheney.
He came in with a lot of experience on defense, foreign policy issues, and I think the president over-relied on that.
And maybe Mr. Bush wouldn't have relied so much on Cheney, Brownback said, if the former Texas governor had come to the White House more seasoned.
I think you need somebody coming into the presidency that's had foreign policy experience, that's worked on these national and global issues so that they don't have to depend on the vice president as much.
Each of the candidates, like former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, measured themselves at arm's length from the president.
I don't know what all the things President Bush has done, but I can tell you I'm not a carbon copy of President Bush and the things I would do that would be done differently.
But how different Romney or his main rivals would be on specific issues was not so clear. The candidates don't seem to want to identify with Mr. Bush's administration, but only long-shot candidate Ron Paul expressed a clearly different philosophy. When asked about specific issues, the other candidates sound a lot like the president. Here's Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo on health care.
The government, it's not the responsibility of the federal government to provide womb-to-tomb health care for Americans.
President Bush may not have chosen those exact words, but limiting the government's role in health care would be carrying on President Bush's legacy. On abortion, Mitt Romney, a decade ago, took a pro-choice position, but as he made clear yesterday, he's changed his thinking.
I'm pro-life. My positions are pro-life. The idea that, for instance, I've been in favor of taxpayer funding of abortion, that's wrong. I oppose taxpayer funding of abortion.
And that position, too, would be in line with President Bush. And this issue came up yesterday.
Hi, I'm Jill Hupker from Grinnell, Iowa. My question is, if you were president, what would be your strategy for ending the war in Iraq?
Jill Hupker sent in a tape of her question on Iraq. Congressman Duncan Hunter of California said his strategy is to give the president's strategy more time.
And you know something? The Marines in Anbar province, which is almost half of Iraq, have turned that situation around. They brought the communities there on our side fighting back against al-Qaeda. Not a single Democrat...
Senator McCain was asked if he's ready to break with the president's policy since the Iraqi government is failing to control its country.
If they fail to meet these benchmarks which are written into the law, will you still continue to support the surge?
Of course. They are making progress and we are winning on the ground.
Mayor Giuliani said he sees progress too.
Now why we would want to retreat in the face of at least some empirical evidence that General Petraeus...
That's military progress, no political progress. You'd continue to support the surge even if there's no political progress.
The reality is that if we can bring stability to Iraq and we can give them a chance to develop stability, that's what we should be trying to accomplish.
And those words could just as easily have come from the president's mouth. David Greene, NPR News, Des Moines.